Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg and St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Christmas Eve, the Vigil Mass, on December 24th, 2011. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. Joseph, too, went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. It's Christmas Eve. Who's excited? I am. Who wants to unwrap presents? I got one in the mail today, and I'm just dying to figure out what my brother sent me. I've been bending it, shaking it. I'm sure no one does that to Christmas gifts. But my brothers and I, we're awful. We tend to wrap them up in things that make no sense. Like if I'm giving my brother Trent a book, I'll put it in a can, like a coffee can, and then send the whole thing so he can wonder and wonder. And so they're just repaying me for all the years of excellent wrapping. Why do I talk about wrapping? Because tonight we're here to unwrap the gift God has sent to us. Amen? What's the sign? The shepherds here, there'll be a sign. There'll be a child born into poverty. Right? They're not at the hospital. They're not even in a nice home. They're out in the tool shed. I mean, they're out with the animals, and the little baby is lying in a manger. Now, admittedly, I haven't seen a lot of mangers. I did see one up at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, where they feed the muskoxes. It was full of hay. And I don't think the muskoxes would have taken kindly to the infant Jesus being on top of their dinner. But why all of this is happening this way? Isaiah foretells that one of David's line will be Christ Messiah, anointed one, and Lord, and will come to save his people. How is it that the Savior of the world can be born in poverty, directed by the whims of the local governor, right? Everybody who wasn't born in Petersburg has to leave tonight and go to where you were born to be enrolled. That's what happened. Joseph had to travel from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. Sure, it's 70 miles, but it's as easy as getting from here to Wrangell. Right? It was not an easy journey. It was going to take a long time because they either walked or Mary rode a donkey. And 70 miles on a donkey when you're 9 months pregnant? No wonder she had the baby when she got there. We see the Savior of the world being pushed around even from the very beginning. And what should this tell us? It speaks to me that this Prince of Peace has come to set us free of power and violence. And instead, is coaxing us to unwrap the gift of peace, which is fragile. You know, when we send something through the post office and it's fragile, like when I send pottery or something that I've made, and I've been successful, none have broken, but it gets wrapped in bubble wrapped and then stuffed in with all those little ghost turds. What do you call those things?
Packing peanuts.
Packing peanuts, thank you. And then that box goes in another box that's surrounded by packing peanuts. And then it's shipped. Do we take as precious care with the gift that God has given us? The sign to the shepherds who are terrified. Imagine if you're quietly keeping watch, beautiful starry sky. Right, you're watching for hyenas, wolves, maybe lions. Right, you're trying to protect your sheep overnight on the hillside. And suddenly, an angel shows up, surrounded by heavenly lights. And you're like, oh, we shouldn't have had that wine with dinner. No, you freak out. Right, God is like coming into your life. And you're like, can we do something else tonight? I don't know about you, but I'm nervous when God shows up with such a powerful sign. Because that means things are going to have to change. The shepherds didn't sleep that night. Immediately, right after this gospel ends, immediately they run to the village to find the infant in the manger. Because they want to see the sign. They want to run toward the newborn Christ. How willing are we to unwrap the gift of our faith and run toward it? Right? God is calling us, come to me. Come to me, especially if you're heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. This Messiah will set us free of our brokenness, of our smallness of heart, of our sin. This little one, this tiny little one, fragile, wrapped in swaddling clothes, right, which is their NICU for newborns, and placed in a manger. So what are the layers of meaning? Anyone know the English translation of Bethlehem? House of bread, right? The city of David is called the house of bread. And who is Jesus but the bread of life? And he's in a manger, another symbol of being our food. Right? Even from the very beginning, Jesus desired to be recognized as something so simple as our daily food. I know the Atkins diet has kind of ruined all of this, right? Nobody's having their daily loaf of bread. But at the time of Jesus, that loaf of bread was kind of their main meal. And occasionally they had meat or vegetables with it. But they ate a lot of bread. Jesus would associate himself most closely, and his sign he would leave for us to see unto eternity is bread in the Eucharist. Right? We've come to celebrate this evening and unwrap the gift of our faith. And so when you come forward to receive the Eucharist, come and feast on this one who is the bread of life. and from the very beginning of his life in Bethlehem wanted to be associated with our food, that when we feed on him, we live unto eternity. And that is the most amazing gift, eternal life. And it's given to us every time we come and feast on the body and blood of Jesus. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.